The wind through his hair and billowing his sails speak of freedom and adventure. Llewellyn Coydon was a pirate of the skies, but he sailed in search of justice as much as he sailed for treasure. Orizon is a world of swashbuckling adventures and ancient mysteries. Expansive cities sit atop islands that hang suspended in the air above a wild and untamed ground, all of which sit atop the ruins of an ancient and advanced civilization, lost millennia ago to their own hubris and grand ambitions. On Orizon, airships sail with the winds, carrying goods and people across the sky. Llewellyn Coydon was the son of a minor nobleman and a dryad, a fae spirit that lived within an apple tree nearby the Lord's estate. At a young age, Llewellyn joined the Navy. Family connections helped to put him on an officer's track. As a young man, he had achieved the rank of first officer on a ship of no small distinction. Unfortunately, that ship was sunk, shot down out of the skies. Llewellyn survived the wreck, but he was captured and enslaved, sold to nobility of a rival nation, his heritage making him a valuable novelty. For years he was enslaved, and he bears the scars of that to this day. He found his means of escape when he was taken to observe a prototype ship being built, one that promised to be faster and deadlier than anything in the skies. Llewellyn managed to free himself and others. He captured the ship. With his freedom secured, Llewellyn became the captain of a crew of pirates and privateers. He raided merchant ships and military vessels alike, seizing fortunes for himself and his crew, but making sure that any who surrendered were treated fairly. But there was no fortune for any slavers who crossed his path. Those he turned over to the men and women that they saw as cargo, and allowed their first act of freedom to be to decide the fates of their captors. Llewellyn took his ship across the skies, exploring the four corners of the continent on which he lived. For years, Llewellyn raided successfully. His ship, the Bad Apple, was unmatched in the skies. He was a generous raider. He made it his specific focus to target the wealthy and the corrupt, and help distribute the fortunes he captured among the unfortunate people caught in the wake of their greed. He was often as quick to lend a hand as he was to raise a sword. But fortune can only hold for so long. A coalition led by his former master began to organize against him. They laid a fake ship out in distress. As Llewellyn and his crew sailed to offer aid, they were met with a volley of broadsides, catching his ship from every direction. The ship's wood splintered as cannon cut through it, and he and his crew fell from the skies. As Llewellyn was about to hit the ground, surrounded by the bodies of his men and the broken wood from his ship, his spark ignited, and he leapt forward into the multiverse. Llewellyn hopes to use his spark to find new weapons to take the fight to those who would seek to chain others. He wants to use his spark to explore the multiverse, and to see all that it has to offer, and to get a new ship. Llewellyn's mana alignment is green, red, and white.